Hello, welcome to the I Am Jen Wilson, the Healing Rebel podcast. Welcome back if you are a return visitor, and welcome if you have just found me. If you don't already, could you please do me likes and follows or subscribes on whatever platform you are watching this on? It really tells the providers, people that host these things, that what I'm providing here is hopefully valuable to you, and that you want to know more, and that helps other people be able to find me and hopefully be inspired to take action, take control, bring change into their lives to make things better. Now, last week, in the last episode, I spoke about the reasons why we should do a daily lymphatic flush and all the importance of that. So, if you haven't listened to that, please feel free to go back and listen to it. And this week on social media, I did a post because somebody asked in a group, they'd asked the question, what's the best detox to do? And that question is not the question. The question, I love that question. I love having got that conversation around that question. The responses that some people do, and these are not helpful. They are with meaning of being helpful, but in the bigger picture of looking after your health, doing extreme things like juicing, and I'm not saying that juices are bad, but going on to a 3 day, 5 day, 7 day juicing cleanse in inverted commas, for the long term benefit of your health, I have a big question mark next to that. Like, is that really, or is it a fad that costs a lot of money for not a lot of product and no long term benefit? There are also people who cite crazy supplements that cost a lot of money. Oh, take this, do this, and detox, blah blah blah. I need to take a breath because I can get quite ranty about this. So I'm going to try and not have a rant. I'm going to read you out what I did as my post. So and the person had asked the question, and I have basically answered it in the way that I then did a post and put it out on my social media, and it has been one of my more popular posts recently. So I just want to discuss it with you, talk about it in a bit more detail. So the post that I put out was saying doing a detox isn't a thing. Yes, you can do things to support your system, but taking supplements and expensive juices is not the way to do it. You need to do a daily lymph routine to support your body's natural detoxification system. There are no foods or supplements that will detox you, because that's impossible, physiologically impossible. But there are things that may help support your system. Your lymphatic system collects toxins, dumps the toxins into your kidneys, your liver, your lungs, your sweat glands, etc. If you listen to last week's podcast, you'll know about that. All for excretion, right? Everything you excrete from your body is a waste product. Now, if your lymphatic system is blocked up, if your kidneys, liver, or lungs haven't cleared from previous times, if they haven't been able to do their function and actually get the toxins out, then they're all going to be backed up in the system. And if they're blocked up, your system can't clear. And I spoke about last week how your body then creates fat cells to coat around those toxins and hold them nice and safe in your body until you can remove them. And that's why you can feel a bit chunky, a bit. Oh, one of my clients said that she felt like an overstuffed sausage. She felt like everything was pushing into her skin a bit too much. I thought that was a really beautiful way of describing it. So if you feel like that, or you're always gassy and bloated after you've eaten, and your system's not working efficiently, we need to do stuff to get it helping. Anyway, back to my post. We want to boost our digestive system. I take Swedish bitters about 30 minutes before every meal to help stimulate the stomach acid. That's really important to break down what's coming into your body to kill off viruses and bacteria that shouldn't be getting into the system. Some will still get into the system, but then once it gets into the gut, into the small and large intestine, hopefully, if you've got a healthy gut microbiome, those microbes can then deal with anything else that's getting through that shouldn't be there. So whether it's a virus, whether it's those cheeky wee bacteria that can in abundance cause problems, that then, but you need to have the you need to have a strong enough digestion for this to take place. In Ayurveda, in traditional Chinese medicine, digestion is the first thing. It is the most important thing. If you're not breaking down and digesting your food in the mouth and stomach appropriately, then everything after that is a struggle for your body. So one of the most useful things that I have found is taking Swedish bitters before a meal. Take it first thing in the morning as well, as soon as I wake up, because I know that I have a sluggish digestion because I can go most of the day without being hungry. You want to have you when you wake up and you start moving around, you want the digestion to be kicking in. You want your body to be looking for food. And there are lots of different ways to do fasts. I'm going to kind of sidetrack here. I'm not an expert in fasts or fasting. I know that my constitution can do fasting, no problem. But I also know that the way I irregularly eat causes more problems for my body than benefits. There is a really good doctor who does a lot of work on fasting, particularly for women. The book is called Fast Like a Girl. And Dr. Mindy Pez, so sorry, I'm totally butchering her name. She talks about at different stages in your life and different stages in your cycle, you need to tweak how you're fasting. You can't just do the same kind of fast every single day, particularly if you're female, because our hormone cycle is a 28, roughly approximately a 28-day cycle. A man's hormone cycle is every 15 minutes, like their testosterone level changes every 15 minutes, but it only works within a 24-hour window. They don't have the estrogen, progesterone that influence all the other parts of their cycle the way it does for women. So if you want to follow fasting protocols, they can be very, very useful, but you need to make sure that you're doing the right kind of fast for you at the right time for you. So go and check out Dr. Mindy's work, Fast Like a Girl. If you Google that, if you put that into YouTube, you'll be able to find her videos. She does loads of videos on YouTube that are really useful. She's been on as a guest some podcasts that are also really useful. So please do check that out. Let me cycle back to my post. Removing ultra-processed foods from your diet and eating gut-friendly fiber and fermented foods. So I've spoken about this on the podcast as well, about what is an ultra-processed food versus a processed food versus a whole food. Go back and listen to that. I've also had Janice on, Janice Klein, who has talked about the importance of feeding your gut microbiome, making sure that you're doing what you can to make the little guys inside be happy, thrive, because that really, really influences your overall health. Those microbes help break down and make vitamins and minerals more available. They create vitamins and minerals in their process. They also are influential in hormones. So if you're really imbalanced in your hormones, PMS, PMT, whatever you want to call it, menopausal symptoms, if you're really imbalanced in them, the lymphatic system is going to be bunged up, and also your gut health is not going to be working optimally. Janice went through menopause with very few symptoms, and she puts that down to having a really robust gut health. There needs to be more research in it for sure, but we do know ultra-processed foods create a lot of toxins in our body because it's not real food. Your body looks at it and is like, what the fuck's this? Need to get this out here. You're not able to extract any nutrients from it, so it's creating more waste product. We need to be certain that we're reducing them as much as humanly possible. Drinking structured water to make sure that you are well hydrated. and move your body. In my free body and mind reset challenge, I do a wee module on hydration. Tap water really doesn't hydrate you very well. Body doesn't recognise there's so many chemicals put into tap water that if it's just H2O, body doesn't really recognise that as anything that's useful that it can take on. There needs to be some sort of mineralization in there that your body says, oh yeah, recognize that, take this on board. So taking, getting structured water, easy ways, and I'm just going to very briefly go into this, easy ways to structure your water, putting a tiny pinch of sea salt, and it needs to be sea salt, pink Himalayan salt, Celtic sea salt, to increase the mineral content. If you put table salt in, body's not going to want it. It's just going to pass it straight through. Other things that you can do to structure your water is adding a piece of fruit, so a slice of cucumber or a slice of raspberry or a slice of strawberry, mint leaves, basil leaves, something just to put some, to give the water a wee bit of flavour, but that helps give it structure. A squeeze of lime juice, a squeeze of lemon juice, a slice of lemon, slice of lime, whatever. These things just change the cellular structure of the water and bring more hydration on, but I do talk about that more in my body and mind reset. So I have, that leads me on nicely to the next point on my post, I have a free 5-day body and mind reset that helps teach you all these things that I've already talked about. So if you want to get access to this, and it is a free thing that you can join up for and work your way through, I will put the link in the show notes wherever you're watching this. And if you can't find the show notes for any reason, drop me a message, Jen, J-E-N, at iamjenwilson.com, and just ask for it and I will send you the link over so that you can join. There's also a link on my website if you go to free courses. Go to iamjenwilson.com and then go to the free courses tab. The link is also in there. If you know anyone who is talking about going to do a detox, thinks that that's what they need to do in their life, then send them this podcast, send them the link to my free course. Because what I don't want you doing is wasting money on supplements, fad juicing, that you might think that they're working well in the moment. Because what happens when we do a detox, in inverted commas, is we change everything that we consume and we restrict to the supplements. We maybe clean up our diet, for want of a better word. We remove those ultra processed foods because that's part of the detox. And then you might feel amazing for those 3 days, 5 days, but then old habits start to creep back in. You go back to the crisps, you go back to the cakes, you go back to the processed foods, the ultra processed foods, gradually increasing that. And then you start to feel rubbish again. And then you go back and do another 5 day, 3 day, 5 day, 7 day detox, and being in that cycle. And as women particularly, we've been targeted so much by the weight loss industry, the detox industry, the well-being and supplement industry. Just take this pill, just do this thing and you will feel amazing. And everybody's taking all the pills and doing all the fads and nobody's feeling amazing in the long term because they're not teaching about making lifestyle changes that are for the long term. So when I'm working with people, I am looking at what are your values? Are you living by your values? Let's start there. Are you getting a daily lymphatic routine in? What are you consuming? And that's into your body and also in your environment. How much social media? What are you watching on the telly? All these things are important. Are you doing the things that help nourish and nurture you? I've done a podcast on this about how to really nourish your body. Are you listening to what your body needs? And it might be that a 3 day or a 5 day cleanse kickstarts you, but out the other end of that, there needs to be ongoing changes. And if you've ever tried to make long-term change and have gone all in, 100%, done everything at the one time, my question to you would be, did that sustain? Is that now your new life? And for some small percentage of people, that is, they just click, oh, need to change, and they make the change and they stick to the change, and that's it forever. Other people make the change, stick to the change, something in life happens, they fall back into old ways. And that's human experience. Nobody is here to judge you for that. Nobody is here to say, oh, look, you failed because you fell off. Okay, how do we get back up? How do we make this work for you? How do we find a way that works for you? What's one thing that we can do, you can do, that becomes a habit, that just then becomes everyday life? You want the choices that you make to be like brushing your teeth. It's something that you just do. You don't think about it. You don't fuss about it. You don't, oh, I've got to do this thing. You just do it. And that's what all the steps that I want you to bring into your life, I want that to be, this is just what I do. This is my normal. And it might not be normal to other people around about you. That's their problem. That's their thing. This is you, you and your body, you and your life. How do you want to feel? How do you want to show up in the world? What kind of energy do you need? What kind of energy do you want? How do you want to feel on a day-to-day basis? And if you're always like, oh, I've done it again, something, we need to strip that back. It's maybe a belief that you have about yourself. It's maybe a belief you have about the world or a thing. How do we adapt that? How do we make changes? I would suggest that you start with my 5-day body mind challenge. Over the 5 days, you're going to look at values, you're going to do a lymph routine. You're going to do hydration. I don't think this is the correct order, but we're going to do these things. We're going to do a little bit of breath work and going to do a little bit of movement. That's what happens over the 5 days, as an introduction to each of those things. And it's not, let's do all of it. Cool. I believe that when you do your values, and this is something that I talk about in my book, 9 Rules to Sort Your Shit, once you do your values and know where you're coming from and keep reflecting them back to yourself, like I've had amazing emails from people saying, this is what I've worked out for my values. This is what the definition of them is. This is what the definition of them is. And I've been read through them. Amazing, amazing, amazing. Now, are you living by these true to yourself? Yes, you might be living by these and how you interact with everybody else, but are you also doing that for yourself? Sometimes that's where things get sticky. Because I know that I remember having a conversation with somebody who was like, honesty is really important, respect really important, whatever the other ones were, but these were the two that are sticking in my mind because they were like, what I've realized is I'm not being honest with myself and I'm not being respectful for to myself. Those were two that really stuck out that they feel like are really important in the world, but they weren't being true to themselves for that. So then the work was, right, how do you start being honest with yourself? How do you start respecting yourself? And sometimes that work can make you go, that's where working with a coach can really, really help you, because we can then go, right, let's go over this together. And that might not be the right coach for you. There might be somebody else that's right for you, but you don't know until you have the conversation. So if it is appealing to you, go and do the 5-day body mind reset challenge. Let me know how you got on with it, because I do absolutely love hearing from people. And if you've got any questions, reach out to me on any of the social media platforms. If you know somebody that needs to hear this, share it with them. Make sure that they can tune in and listen. If there is a topic that you wish me to share my views and opinions on, please do reach out. I would love to be able to answer your questions. And yeah, questions, drop them in. Jen, Jen, at iamjenwilson.com. So thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. I will be back next week. I haven't decided what I'm going to talk to you about yet. And yeah, I will speak to you soon. Take care, be kind, be curious, and be a healing rebel.